Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem Power Words Share number 76. Acknowledge people's efforts when they try to improve, even before they're actually improve. If they're sincerely trying to improve, comment on their efforts. This is important for parents to remember, for teachers to keep in mind, that you want your children and students to excel. And you may feel frustrated when they're not improving at the fast rate that you would wish them to improve upon. But when you give someone positive reinforcement for his efforts, he'll be motivated to keep trying. Did you ever sincerely try to improve on an area and then have someone point out to you that, oh, you're still far from perfect? Did this make you try harder, or did it make you feel like giving up? The vast majority of people will be discouraged by that type of thing when someone knocks you down like that. So when someone tries and you see they're really trying, let them know you notice that they're trying and that you appreciate that they're trying. This is especially so even when someone has been doing things that annoy you. I know how hard it was to make that effort to do as I requested. Thank you very much. I know it's difficult for you to continue, and I appreciate you continue trying. Appreciate people's efforts. He talks about understanding other people, which is connected to personality types that we want to delve into, that it takes a lifetime of constant study to try to understand another person or other people. To be mekayim the mitzvah of staying away from einoas devarim. A prerequisite to that often is to have a strong understanding of human nature in general, an understanding of each individual in particular. For a married couple, to avoid einoas devarim, the knowledge and the knowing and internalizing the various basic differences between men and women biologically and psychologically and emotionally is a key crux understanding that will help avoid einoas devarim. This is such an important yesod. Because many people think that the only thing you need to do is work on not saying that painful thing. That is true, by the way, 100% true. But there is no shortcut to understanding that each person is entire safer unto themselves, an entire world unto themselves. And when you have a willingness to try to understand that other world, you'll learn from each encounter with every human being, Ezu chacham halei made me call Adam, and that knowledge and that understanding and that effort will make it a lot easier to avoid einoas devarim and causing people pain. Sometimes you could ask people point blank what kind of insults or negative comments would bother you. You'll have a first basis to understand what bothers them so you could avoid hurting them. Be willing to ask other people to point out to you when you say things that hurt their feelings. If you find that you frequently offend other people unintentionally, it may be because you're unable to figure out on your own what you're doing wrong, and you need to ask somebody to help point that out to you in a healthy way. So that is an important yesod, the understanding of people, and that's one reason we want to, as Hashem, delve into personality types. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. The word usual could be used as einoas devarim often. I see you don't know the answer. As usual, or as usual, you are late. There's no tayelis in using the words as usual. It won't motivate a person to act differently. The word usual would just bother the other person without being beneficial. Or saying, oh, you're just acting like your usual self. That's an attack on an entire person. You're saying you are inherently flawed. You inherently have a problem. Now we're going to touch upon a subject that we're going to go more in depth in, although it's a very painful subject, and that is verbally abusive people. There's a major difference between a person who insults another person sometimes, once in a while, when they're frustrated, when they're upset, to a person who is consistently verbally abusive. Being verbally abusive is an illness. Now, he says it's worse than being an alcoholic and drug addict because an alcoholic and drug addict destroys their own lives while a verbally abusive person destroys the lives of others. The truth be told is that if an alcoholic is married and has children or a drug addict, they are hurting other people as well. But verbally abusive people destroy, literally destroy the lives of others. It's a living Gehenna to live with somebody who is verbally abusive. And if someone is highly sensitive, it is a double Gehenna to live with someone who is verbally abusive. Now, he says, it's interesting that Repliskin is very forthcoming in the way he talks here. I'm just going to quote the words that he says. He says, I don't know how many people who are verbally abusive will read this book. They will knock it the same way they knock other people. Oh, how true that is. They don't do anything wrong, so they won't be interested in improvement, generally speaking. But if you are verbally abusive and you happen to read this, make it your highest priority to control what you say to others. And if you're unable to do this by yourself, seek out professional counseling. Verbally abusive person generally has a low self-image of himself or herself, feeling frustrated, feeling bitter, and they feel they will not be listened to or respected unless they intimidate others with the verbal attack. So counseling that will build up self-esteem for such a person will help them cope better with the frustrations that will eliminate some of the causes of this verbal abuse. Many verbally abusive people feel threatened at the idea of speaking to someone else about their problem. And it takes a lot of siyata d'shmaya to overcome this destructive habit. But it's so important to get that self-awareness and then be extremely determined to uproot that from your lives. It causes horrendous, horrendous damage. And we had Shiorim on HSPs, and to them, this could literally kill them. But it could kill anybody. It is extremely, extremely toxic and dangerous. The problem is that it doesn't show physical wounds. You don't see broken bones. You don't see the face bashed in. You don't see the actual abuse with black and blue marks. It's verbal. But it hurts even worse sometimes. And we will talk more about the nature of verbal abuse, how to protect oneself from it, and for the people who do fall into this, to pull away from it as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. You know, when you wake up someone in the morning, also get up, lazy bones, not a healthy thing to do. You know, you'd be cheerful, encouraging, wake up to a wonderful new day full of great opportunities. Give them, motivate them to have a healthy way of looking at the next day encouragingly. Another thing is that when someone does something that wastes your money, be careful, or throws out, let's say, food that should have been eaten. Don't speak in a manner that causes a nos devarim. If the loss is minimal, hacking him a chinik with that creates resentment and animosity. And at least a loss of peace of mind and tranquility is much greater than a loss of money. So avoid making insults such as these. Like, you know, the way you waste things, one would assume that money grows on trees. Or why are you trying to support the electric company? How many shares do you own? You know, when you're trying to get them to shut the lights. Or if one moment you think that you will not suffer when you waste my money, you're much mistaken. Instead of the insulting way of doing that, you use a positive approach. I realize it's just a small amount, but please be careful not to needlessly raise our expenditures. I can't afford such large bills, so phone bills, so please keep the long-distance calls at a minimum. I'm assuming he's talking about places of employment here. I would appreciate your awareness of how hard I have worked to earn the money we spend. Certainly, I'm certain once you gain this awareness, you'll become more thrifty. Whatever it is, so be sensitive with that. The last thing, one of the things I want to discuss also is weight. Being overweight, being underweight, and you comment on people about it. They don't like to be unnecessarily reminded of it. Overweight is obvious, but even underweight. You're making fun of someone by calling them fatso or a skinny stick or something like that. It's very demeaning, only causes pain. Many people are very self-conscious about their weight. And what might seem to you as an innocent remark of how people have gained or lost weight may be distressing to him. So, for example, someone says the following: you've been trying to lose weight for so long, and if you haven't succeeded in this amount of time, you probably never will. That's too bad, because you would look so much better if you were not so fat. Something like that. Very harmful. To joke about it is really painful, you know. The other way around also, you tell a very skinny person, looks like there's a famine in your country. There's a joke like that, where a fat man told the skinny guy, it looks like there's a famine in your country, and the skinny guy answered to the fat guy, and it looks like you caused it. So those things are jokes, but they're demeaning, they're condescending. And one needs to be careful how they interact with people that are overweight, underweight, whatever it may be, and to be careful and treat them with the greatest amount of sensitivity. The word "when" could be used as an insult, even though it's a question. When will you get more common sense? When will you learn to stand up on your own 2 feet? When will you start acting normally? We're trying, you know, you're using a question, but that question is a nasty arm. It's not an innocent question. It's better not to say any comment like that whatsoever. So to review the few things we talked about this year is acknowledge people's efforts when they try. Try to understand people. By understanding them, you will learn not to hurt them. Don't use the word "usual" like you're acting your usual self when you're saying it negatively. We talked about how careful to avoid verbal abuse or verbally abusive people. And to be healthy in the way you talk to the person when you're trying to wake them up in the morning, or when you feel they're wasting money, how to talk to them tactfully about it, and how to be sensitive to a person who is overweight or underweight, and don't use the "when" question when it's really constituting a nasdvarm, like when will you get more common sense, when will brains come into your head, and things like that. Bracha v'atzlacha.